Welcome to Daf Yomi. Yerushalmi Shir is sponsored for the S'chus and Atzlocha of Am Yisrael in every front. We're holding a Psochim Daf Yutches and Noiz V'Adar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Halacha Gimel. We're starting Daf Yutzayin Amud Beis in two dots, one line before the end of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Boin Barchiyo Boi. He asked the following question. Ho'ichel Trumas Chometz V'Pesach. Someone eats a Truma, which is Chometz. If he ate it B'Shoigeg, we learned in the Mishnah, that he has to pay for it. But Lemiu Mishalem, he pays to who? Who gets that payment? The Gemara explains that Yudches Amud Aleph. Taflukto de Rabbi Yochanan with Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lakish argue about that. This palgun, they argued. Ha'oichel trumo me'avi imoy koyin. That's the Gersa of Rabbi Chaim. He ate trumo from his grandfather, meaning there was a grandfather who was a koyin. He died and he bequeathed to his grandchild, who was a Yisrael, Trumo. So the Yisrael is the owner of the Trumo. So Midini Mamin is, from the monetary standpoint, he is the owner. But he's still getting the Trumo because he's not a Kohen. So if he didn't eat the Trumo, who does he pay to? He pays to the Shevet, which means he pays to other Quranim. He pays to himself. Because there's no monetary obligation to everybody else. So he has to do a frusho to fix the fact that he ate Trumo. But he can keep it for himself and then use it with Truma. He can give it to a Koyen. He can sell it to a Koyen. But it's still, he's the owner. So the Gemara understands right now, the same Machlokes would be over here. You have Chometz. You have Truma, which is Chometz. It doesn't have any monetary value. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he needs to pay it to the Shevet. Because always when you pay Truma, even if there's no monetary claim, you still have to give it to the Shevet. According to Rishlok, he can keep it for himself. Says the Gemara, Amar Ramano Kamir Rabbi Yisro. Mistabro Yoideh Shimon Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lakish will agree to Rabbi Yochanan. We're using in the Gersa of Chaim bechometz. In the case by us, chometz shum sham la shevet. Then he agrees. He pays it to the shevet. He doesn't keep it to himself. Why is that so? So Chaim explains. Omer leaf. Oh no, sorry. Can I also hold like you? Why she can truma tumeyo efer la shevet? What do you do with a truma which is tame? Truma which is tame, you can't eat it. The only thing you can do with it is burn it. But although you could burn it, you can enjoy the ashes that are left over from the truma that got burnt. So you may lay truma tmeo, there is some monetary claim that the kohen has. The kohen can demand and say, I won these ashes. The ashes belong to the kohen. So the same thing over here is very different than when I have a grandson inherited his grandfather. There, he's the owner. He's the rightful owner. Here, the only reason you want to say there's no monetary claim because it doesn't have any value. It does have a value because once you burn it, you can enjoy the ashes. He says, no, they're arguing also regarding chometz. And Reb Chaim explains the reason why the difference between this and Truma Tmeo. Truma Tmeo is not an osur ba'ano. You just can't eat it. So you can enjoy it while you're burning it, and then the ashes that are left are considered to be the same Truma Tmeo you had before. Chometz, you're not allowed to enjoy it all. So why, once it becomes ashes, you can enjoy it? Because it's panim chadoshes bo'olakan. It's something new. It's a new creation. It's a new feature. Before it was chametz, now it's something else. That's not considered to be a monetary claim that the kohanim have on this person. So your mail here will be the same achloik as we have by a grandson. We have also by chametz. Does he have to pay to the kohanim? We can keep it for himself. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, he asked the question, aneno min hegdesh pochos mishrei pruto. Someone enjoys hegdesh less than a pruto. Does he have to pay for less than a pruto? Let's learn from the following. It says in the pasuk, it says when a person does a chet by kodesh, meaning he does me'ilo, and he enjoys the kodesh, he has to pay. It says less than a pruto is not considered to be a tashlum. To tell you that you don't have a chiyuv when it's less than a pruto. Now, in the next few lines, again, using the Gersa of Reb Chaim, which takes out a few words. Says, well, is Tani Tani l'rabbi? There's another brace that says that the pasuk is coming to be merabe less than a pruto. Because it says, the shechoto min ha-kodesh, anything of kodesh. So says the Gemara. Mando amar prat, the one who says, coming to me ma'et, we're coming to say for what? Le korban. That's regarding a korban. There's no korban if it's less than a pruto. But mando amar l'rabbi is betashlumim. Payment you have to do even less than a pruto. So says the Gemara now, connecting to our sugyo. Kemod etemer tamon pochus b'chashvei pruto mezit. Abi sheinu mishalim choyim eshvoshom. Yisharam la shevet. So by hegdesh, if you, the concept of a korban, concept of tashlumi that we have by a korban, that is something you have to do with shoykik. But payment, you have even less than a pruto, as we saw before, that even if it's less than a pruto, you have to pay it. And memezav is obviously you have to pay less than a pruto. Meaning you see that payment has nothing to do with the korban. You cannot be chayav the korban, but you still have the pruto. So if so, v'omar of hoch, okay, and also here, but truma say the same thing. That when a person eats truma b'mezid, so even though he's not chayav a korban, he still be chayav b'tashlumi. Amr chavirayo, so the friend says, come here, v'yisi, v'lamas, tisoy, that's our mishto. It says in our mishto, yichel trumas chometz a pesach, shoygeg mishal kerem mechoymish. When it's a shoygeg, then you pay because you go based on mido, based on measurement. Mezid potter b'tashlumi me'yitzim, then you're potter. If it's mezid, you're potter completely. So you see that something which is less than a pruto, you don't pay if you ate b'mezid. Says more, don't compare the thing. Says a very big difference. But by Pesach, it's not worth a pruto, and there's no way it will be worth a pruto. Because it's also bad, no. So any chometz, you can have the most, the biggest quantity of chometz, it still will be less than a pruto. But when I have trum, which is worth less than a pruto, if you join with other trumas, it'll be worth more than a pruto. So there is some value here. Just right now, the value is not material, but it could become material. So that's why the Gemara says, there may be pockets of pruto you have to pay because it has some value that can be added on. Says the Gemara, shoygeg b'trumo u'mezid b'chometz. Someone who ate trumo b'shoygeg, and you realize it was trumo, but he knew it was chometz. You now laid chometz on Pesach. Continues the Gemara, afitchez on base. Another example, shoygeg b'trumo u'mezid b'nazir. He's eating trumo. Eating wine of Trumo. He did not know it's Trumo. But he did know that he's a Nazir. He's not allowed to drink wine. Shoyeg b'Trumo u'mezid b'Yom Kippurim. He has Trumo. He's eating in Yom Kippur. He knows he's not allowed in Yom Kippur. But he doesn't realize that it's Shoyeg b'Trumo. So in all these cases, you have two Chiyuvim over here. You have the Chiyuv Lav for Pesach, for Nazir, for Yom Kippur. And then the Chiyuv Tashlumim of the Trumo. Now, usually we have the rule, ain't no loiko misham. You don't get both punishments together. So the shal is, what about here? Here, you're not getting for the same isser two things. It's two different issurim. One is chometz Yom Kippur Nazir, and the other is trumo. So maybe here you will get both. So it says the Gemara, eat if tiren el shtei dvorim. If you could tell me these are considered to be two separate things, and he could pay and get malchus in this case. So nicho, meaning nobody's going to argue about that. It's clear he gets both. And there's no machlokes. But if you consider this to be one thing, because at the end of the day it comes out because of one ma'aseh, so then it will depend on the machlokes. Machlokes de Rabbi Yochanan v'Shimon ben Lakish. What is the machlokes of Shimon ben Yochanan v'Shimon ben Lakish? There's a machlokes when we have chayvei malchus shoygegim. The deal is, if a person is getting malchus, he doesn't pay. But if he doesn't get malchus, he was shoygeg, doesn't get malchus, does he pay or not? Rabbi Yochanan holds, if he's not getting malchus, he will pay. You just can't punish him with both punishments together, malchus and momen. But once he's not getting malchus because he's shoygeg, he'll pay. Rish Lakish says no. Chayv malchus shoygegim p'turim. If you have a potential of getting malchus, even though you're not actually getting malchus, you don't pay. Now in the case of trumo, trumo also has an iser. But the Torah is mechadish to trumo you pay. So according to Birchon, it's not a chiddish by trumo. Every time you don't get malchus, you pay. So a person who's eating trumo b'shoygeg, he doesn't get malchus, so you'll pay. That's nothing, no chiddush by trumo. So if you have trumo together with chometz, or trumo together with nazir, or trumo together with Yom Kippur, then now you have malchus because of a different reason. If you consider it to be one ma'aseh, he'll get malchus and he won't pay. Because you don't get two punishments, and you always choose the malchus over the money. But according to Rish Lakish, whenever I have a lav, I'm not going to pay, even though he's not getting malchus. So why by trumo you pay? Truma is unique. It's a special gzasakasu that you pay when you have the lav. Even though it's a chayv malchus shoygegim, there's a special gzasakasu to pay. So you mean that the gzasakasu is that by truma you pay even when you're supposed to be potter. So also when he does truma together with Pesach, or truma together with Nazir, or truma together with Yom Kippur, he still will pay and he won't get malchus. Because the Torah gave a special gzasakasu that by truma you choose momen over malchus. Halacha da'azog de mishtam. The following are the items, the grains that a person can use for matzo. Bechitim, wheat. Ubisoyrim, barley. Ubikusrim, spelt. Ubishiboyot shuol, oats. Ubishipoin, rye. In addition, he can use Dmai. Even though Dmai is, what is a Dmai? Is that by Amoritz, Rabbanon Rechoshish, that maybe they didn't do Maestris? Because Midoraisa, it's okay, you can use it for Matzo. Over Maestrishon, Shinitlo Trumosri. Maestrishon, you took out for the Maestrishon, the Trumos Maestr. Over Maestrishon, Vegdish, Shinivdu. Maestrishon, Vegdish, that were redeemed. You can use them. The Bavli comes to explain what's the Chiddish. It's obvious. Kohanim can use chal and truma that's theirs. Aval, one cannot use loy betevel, something which we didn't take out truma smaisers yet. For loy maiserisha should loy to truma, so you have a maiserisha, and we did not give out truma smaiser to the kohen. For loy maiser sheni ve'egdish loy nivdu, or maiser sheni ve'egdish that were not redeemed. And we talk about how out of Yerushalayim we can't eat it. Chal and toido v'rikikin nazir. If you have breads that come together with the korban toido, you have the breads that come together with the korban nazir. So they're associated with the carbon. So also that's when you eat a bam. If he made it for himself, meaning if he wants to bring a carbon, and he put together the breads that come with the carbon, he cannot use it for matzah. Meaning once he's eating the bread for the toido, for the nazir, he can't use it also for matzah. But if he did it to sell it to others, he doesn't have his own carbon, but he's associating these breads with the carbon. He's doing these matzahs for to sell to somebody else. So he can redesignate and use it for himself for matzah. Says the Gemara, "Ksiv ve'hoyo be'ochlechem ilechem ha'oretz terimu trumo la'ashem." That pasuk refers to the mitzvah of challah, freshos challah. Haydi oimer yu kol advarim chayovim b'challah. Maybe every type of grain that a person comes and creates a dough out of it, he'll be chayav b'challah. Tomadloy milechem ve'loy kolechem. It doesn't say lechem, it says milechem. Some of the grains, not all the grains. So maybe there'll be only wheat and barley, which is the common things you're using for bread. How do you know the other three grains? The beginning of your dough is coming to be merabe. For ribe, sakos, merabe, all the five grains. Says the Gemara, Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Shimon said, Tani Rabbi Shmuel. Can also, Rav Yoinu of Zohar of Shem and Lakish with Shabbi Shuol. They also said the name of Rabbi Shuol. And Omar Man Azoz, the Kisrin, went to Kisrin. The Shamati Rabbi Chavo Bar Zuro Omar, that he said, Abba of Omar Lab Shem Rabbi Shuol. Another source, the name of Rabbi Shuol. So we have three people, three Amorioin that said the name of Rabbi Shuol. Nehemiah Lechem Pesach, Nehemiah Lechem Becholo. You have Lechem, and it says by Pesach and Mechalo. Ma Lechem Shemar Pesach, Dova Shubala de Matzo Vichomets. Lechem that speaks about a matzo, it could be matzo, it could be chometz, because the pasuk says loisoich alav chometz shivas imituach alav matzois. Whatever gets the matzo, what could be matzo, what could be chometz if you don't keep it. So have lechem shema bechalo dovah shubadi matzo vichimutz. So that only things you can use in chalo is something becomes matzo and chometz. Uvot ku matzo they checked and they found out shein lechabali the matzo vichometz al chameshes aminim milvad. Only the five main grains can become chametz, or it can be a matzah, it can be both. Sharkola meaning other grains, ain't nobody on the matzah and chametz, el de sirochon. In other words, they're not machmitz, meaning they don't become leavened, they just get spoiled if you leave them out there. The first five grains, if you leave them out for more than 18 minutes, they become chametz. The more adds to this, karmis, type of grain, chayev es b'chal, that is chayev b'chal. Explains the Gemara, Yuchim Menu Yomar, Shibo di Matzo v'chometz. It's also similar to the five grains, it becomes chometz and matzo. For Rabban Amri, ain't a bo di chometz and matzo v'chometz. Rabban argue, they say it doesn't become matzo and chometz. Says the Gemara, v'dikul, what's the big problem? Why don't they check it and then you'll see what it is? Says the Gemara, al ikar b'dikosu imcholkim. They checked, and the question, what was the result of the checkup? When if you test them with Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omar, but cool, they checked it. Umatzu oiso shiba de matzah v'chometz. They checked it. It's unleavened and it's leavened. Meaning it goes from matzah to its machmitz. When Amrim but cool, they checked it out. Flimotzu oiso shiba de matzah v'chometz. They checked it. Never really was machmitz. It only got spoiled. So the question is, what was the result of the bdiko of the karmis? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Yutches.